This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You say the game is getting old. Monday morning and your coffee's cold. Life is not what you wanted to be.
Hello everyone and welcome to A New Direction. My name is Jay Izzo and oh man, do we have another great show for you today. I know I'm looking right at the camera and I'm getting right in your face because I am telling you this show is literally for everybody. Get your pens, pencils, notebooks, iPads, tablets, phone, anything that you can to take notes, record it, voice record it. I don't care what you got to do. Do that. Now, if you're driving, do this by voice, okay? Voice record it. Do not be writing anything down while you're driving because that just doesn't make sense. But here is the deal. Most of you are business owners, you're C-suite people, a lot of marketers, got a lot of salespeople who listen to the show, and we're all faced with the same problem, and that is there are so many marketing messages that are coming at us and coming at our prospective audiences. How do we cut through all the noise, right? How do I get my message to be heard? Maybe you're sending the wrong message. How's your microphone message? Jay, what do you mean microphone message? Well, I mean, is it amplified? Do you have an amplification of your marketing message out there that resonates with your audience? Because if you're not making sales, if there's not growth, chances are your message isn't the right message. And by the way, the microphone isn't on. So what do we do? Today, I have Daniel Den with me. Daniel Den has written this outstanding book that comes in a box, by the way, called Ideas That Influence, the proven step-by-step process for promoting the perfect marketing message to your most profitable audience. By the way, great book. This Ideas That Influence box is awesome. But you cannot buy this book on Amazon, by the way. All right, this book is not available on Amazon. You're going to have to get it through Ideas That Influence. Did I got that right, Daniel?
BigIdeasBox.com or IdeasThatInfluenceBook.com, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And so, folks, it's the only way you get the book. And I'm going to tell you right now, the book's great. You're going to want to get this book. And the other thing is, you're going to want to get the box while you still can. Because supplies are limited. So get them while supplies last, okay? Is what we have to do. But before we get to Daniel Den, who is absolutely outstanding, he's going to be a lot of fun. He's got tons of energy, which I love. That makes my show easy. We're going to do what we do every week, right? You're four-part people. We're all four-part people. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual people. Fact of the matter is, as we have learned on this show through a number of authors, and even as I've told you, is that, you know, we don't stay static. Either you're growing or you're dying. There's no, I stayed the same. And so we need to be working on all four of these areas in our life on a daily basis in some way in order to grow. So let me tell you how this works if you're just joining us for the first time. DBTB viewers, thanks for watching us. People live, thanks for watching us. People on radio coast to coast, on AM, FM 24/7, thanks for watching us or listening to us. And of course, my podcast friends, thank you so much for doing that. Here's how it works. Scale of 1 to 10 in each area. 1 in this area is, can't get any worse. 10 is, oh my gosh, it's just perfect, right? 5 being average. So physically, here's how I want you to evaluate yourself, for instance. How would you say you're doing when it comes to eating right, getting enough exercise, getting enough sleep, drinking enough water, right? What score would you give yourself? Now listen, if your score is low, don't be alarmed as Daniel drinks some water. Don't get alarmed here. Okay, it's not about the number. That's your starting spot of where you can improve from, right? By the way, I think Daniel Den will say in this book, and that's one thing that's like was beautiful about this book, and I'm speaking for him, and he'd correct me if I've got it wrong. But this is about improving your message from where it is, because we can all improve. That includes me. I could do this better, right? In the physical area of your life, I can always be a little bit better. So if you're a 2 or if you're a 7, we're looking, how do we get better, right? So that's your first number, physical number. Second number is the mental intellectual number, right? You can't be a couch potato sitting on a couch just thinking you can absorb information and not doing something with it. Doing something with it. You have to take action on the information that you get. That's why I tell you, if you're reading a book, if you're listening to a book, if you're listening to the show, take, jot down 3 things or 2 things or even 1 thing that you can take away from the show and say, I can implement this today. Because you know what that's going to do? That's going to make a difference immediately, right? That's intellectual development. How do you grow in your wisdom and your knowledge and your understanding in who you are, what you do, and the relationships with people you have around you? So on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you say you're doing? By the way, great way to improve your intellectual, mental self, read a book. This is a good one to read, okay? That's your second number. Third number is the emotional number. And you know, the fact of the matter is Dr. Daniel Goleman has written so much on emotional quotients and emotional intelligence, but we make it real simple. On a scale of 1 to 10, we divide up 2 areas. 1 is, how would you say you do when it comes to keeping your emotions intact when you're under stress and pressure? And then how well are you able to really tap into and understand the emotions of someone else? By the way, both of those are critical when it comes to ideas that influence. And you go, well, how is that possible? We're talking about marketing messages. Because if you can't control your own emotions, you're never going to carve out the right message. By the same token, if you cannot tap into and understand the emotions of the audience you're trying to reach, you're never going to reach them with the right message. It's emotions, folks. I know that some of you are out there going, oh, no, I make my decisions logically. Not possible. We're going to talk about that. We place a value on everything, because nothing has a value until we place a value on it, which is an emotional construct. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you say you're doing emotionally? And then finally, the spiritual area. Listen, folks, if you remove the physical, mental, and emotional, what you have left is the spiritual. The fact is, we all live by faith. Every day, we walk around this earth, and we live by faith, believing that we are going to have another day tomorrow. We made plans for the future. We connect with people on a spiritual level. It's not emotions. There's something inside that goes beyond all that, that we know that we connect. We talk about the spirit of humankind. But then what brings you back to centeredness when you're in the midst of your own chaos? What can give you a sense of joy? Is it God? Is it nature? Is it meditation? Is it something else? And is it working? So on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you say you're doing spiritually? Right? Those 4 areas, like the air in the tires of your car. Right? If the air, if one of the tires is low, what happens to the car? Veers, hard to steer. If all 4 tires are low, it just makes the car impossible, and you're going to ruin the car over time. And speaking of someone who's got his tires all to the right heights, his name is Daniel Dinn, and he became fascinated with marketing and sales almost 20 years ago. Today, he doesn't look it. I mean, it looks like that would have been when he was 5. Today, he is the co-creator of the X Factor Effect methodology, where he and his team have helped over 20,000 students and clients grow their businesses. Daniel teaches that different is the new better. And I so agree with him. And his framework includes 9 pillars for differentiating your business so that you can become a market leader or category king. For several years, Daniel traveled the world full-time with his wife and 4 children. They continue to travel often and now live in Florida. Daniel Dinn is the author of the new book that we have on this show, Ideas That Influence, that was built to help business owners discover their own wildly successful marketing ideas. So ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, and welcome for the first time to A New Direction, Daniel Dinn. Welcome to the show, Daniel.
Hey, Coach Jay Izzo. It is such a pleasure to share the mic with you today. Man, I'm really excited for our conversation. I was telling you before the show, I am just blown away at Coach Jay Izzo's mind. This guy, he's like a sponge, and he goes in depth, and he gets it. He gets it, and that's why people love Coach Jay, and they love A New Direction. Thank you so much, Jay, for having me. It is an absolute honor for me to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure and a privilege to have you with me today. I love this book and I enjoyed it. I told you I read it twice. I completely defiled it. It's covered in yellow and pages are dog-eared. And so I apologize up front, but I'm not going to apologize because I know that's what's important. I opened up the show saying we all face a whole bunch of marketing messages, and we also are trying to carve out marketing messages. And in chapter one, your chapter is entitled How to Avoid the Death of Your Best Ideas.
Yeah.
And I think what happens is our ideas do die. And sometimes we pass on our best ideas or we dismiss them. How do we avoid it? How do we avoid the death of our best ideas?
Yeah. And I'm like restraining myself. I'm like, oh, I want to talk about really cool things right off the bat. But I was like, hey, Jay, like I was about to say, hey, Jay, have you ever heard of the concept of the adjacent possible and what's possible in your niche market? And anyway, and then that just goes over people's heads. But so what happens when we go down the path of mastery, Jay, mm-hmm. is we start to get granted these ideas. And it's because we're going down the path of mastery. And a lot of our people on our team, our employees or our business partners, they also start to go down this path of mastery with us. And they are also granted access to this realm that we call the adjacent possible. The adjacent possible are the next big things, the next big ideas that can break through the noise, the next big things that can be invented in the market that you're working with. And we all stand on the edge of this adjacent possible and we look out and these ideas start to get granted to us. And there's people in this world, when they get an idea, they will shout it from the rooftops and they will be the loudest and they will be the most charismatic. And they will make sure that their ideas, as great and as bold as they are known to everybody in the organization. And then there's other people that we work with who come up with equally amazing ideas that never see the light of day. And this could be because they're more introverted. It could be because they just aren't comfortable, or maybe they don't feel like they're in the right position to share their ideas. So the overarching theme in chapter one of the book is to make sure that all the best ideas make it to the table, and we all need to do a better job of it. And the secret to doing so is to become more like an introverted CEO. There is a study that was done that basically showed that introverted CEOs are some of the best and most successful CEOs. And the reason why is because a lot of the times those more introverted CEOs, they speak when they need to and when it makes the most sense, but they also listen. They give others a chance within the organization to share their ideas.
That's interesting, but it makes complete sense because, introverts and extroverts, just clarity for everybody listening or watching. You know, introversion and extroversion has nothing to do with shyness. It has everything to do with where you get your energy from. And introversion is, those folks get their energy from being by themselves. And extroverts get their energy from being with people. And there is a tendency for extroverts to be more talkative and to be more in the limelight of the crowd. And the introverts have a tendency to sit back more. And they can both be social. I don't want people to misunderstand that, but the thing about introversion, and which makes complete sense here, is that they have a tendency to be a little quieter and they allow more absorption, which extroverts don't do because they're constantly talking.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an extrovert, so I get it. You know, I have to learn to shut up. You know, I mean, I get it. I think that, and that's awesome. I love that. That's a great tip. Chapter two, you can provide the cure for information overload. You talk about a few things in here that are interesting. The myth of multitasking. We talk about this endlessly on the show that, we think we're multitaskers. We're absolutely not. Research has demonstrated that. But you, this is where you begin to carve out for us how to communicate a winning message. And one of the pillars, I think, of this book is you introduce us to the microphone message.
And
the three C's. So talk to us about what is the microphone message that is going to help us through our marketing and become better marketers for our business.
Yeah, 100%. Thank you so much, Jay. The microphone message concept, it's very simple. If you're in a group, let's say you're at a networking group, you got 30 people, they all have a minute to introduce themselves. Out of those 30 people, Jay, there's more than likely just one person out of those 30 who, when they talk for that 1 minute, they're going to share a message that's so compelling, so interesting, so attention grabbing, where a lot of people, they'll perk up because something different is happening, something interesting is happening, something emotional is happening. And it gets to the point where some people or all of the people will be like, you know what? What Sally said was so interesting. Let's give the microphone back to Sally, because what Sally shared was so noteworthy that we want to hear her say more. Now, when this comes to with this concept inside of our businesses, this is what we need to get to so that we can break through the noise in our markets, because we need to be that message. We need to have a marketing message that's so powerful that people stop. And out of all the marketing messages that Coach Jay heard yesterday, or that saw on social media, or all the billboards he drove by, or everything he heard on the radio, whatever it is, all the videos he watched, all the commercials he watched, we want to be that one thing, because Coach Jay is our dream customer. We want Coach Jay to pay attention to that one thing. And that's the challenge, because there's a recent Forbes article that says that the number of marketing messages and ads and things vying for our attention every single day is somewhere between 4,000 and 10,000. And if you stop, you listening today, if you stop and think, what yesterday caught my attention? Sometimes the answer is nothing. And then sometimes it's like, well, actually, there was one thing I remember from yesterday. And that one thing is noteworthy. It's sticky. It broke through the noise. And we need to get to that point, all of us, with our marketing messages inside of our businesses, because that's the reality of advertising today. We need to be that one message that breaks through the noise and that grabs our dream customers' attentions and says, this is for you. This is what you were looking for. And then your dream customer says, aha, that's it. That's what I was looking for. So when it comes to the concept of a microphone message, think of having a message so powerful that if you shared it for 1 minute, you have your dream customers handing the microphone back to you and saying, Coach Jay, tell me more. That was powerful. I want to hear more. That is for me.
Listen, you don't have to come. I could sit and listen to you all day, by the way. Just to let you know, I enjoy listening to you. It's such a great visual, first of all, the microphone message. Because I think if we thought about it in terms of a microphone, I think that's what spoke to me most was, okay, first of all, what kind of microphone am I holding? How loud is the amplifier? Because, right, it's like if the amp is not turned up very much, or if it's not the right message, and it's like the amplifier is turned down, nobody's hearing my message. I need a bigger amplifier that has a lot of sound, and that's the kind of message I want to get out there that everybody can hear and pay attention to. Right. And that's, I love that. And this is where we get the next three chapters, chapter 3, 4, and 5. And we talk about three C's, the convincing calls to action, central concepts, and core beliefs. And so I want to start with convincing calls to action, because I think the way that you wrote this chapter, chapter 3, how convincing calls to action bring fast results. I don't think we understand CTAs very well. I think what our version of a call to action is, and what maybe what you're describing here is maybe slightly different. Help us understand a convincing call to action and the results that it should be bringing.
Yeah, specifically if the microphone message, if the marketing message that you're crafting today, if you're going to categorize it as it's a convincing call to action, then basically you want a call to action that includes some sort of offer that is so compelling that it hurts your dream customer to not take action. And so if, for example, a bad CTA today in 2024 is, hey, go download my PDF. Back in 2005, if I say go download my PDF, man, you might be all over that thing. You're like, wow, I get to put my email address in, and then he's going to send me this PDF. This is like interesting, different, new, and it's the information I'm looking for. We're not in 2005 anymore. It's 19 years later, 2024. That's not a convincing call to action. Now, these convincing calls to action, they take time to build, to craft. But once you crack the code to it, it's everything for your listeners who are like fans of Dan Kennedy. It's what he preaches from the mountaintops all day. It's creating those calls to action where literally you feel dumb if you're the right avatar, of course, and if it's not for you, it's not for you. But if it's this fits the bill, this is for you, this is for Coach J, and you say no, then you feel silly saying no. And that's the type of level that we try to get to when it's a true convincing call to action. For example, what I've done with Ideas That Influence is I've tried to follow my own advice, and I've tried to turn it into such a compelling call to action that people feel silly. I don't like saying the word dumb over and over again because we're talking about my dream customers here. So they feel silly saying no, because first of all, the book and the box experience that it comes with, it's free. Well, that's convincing. It's free. You just pay shipping and handling. And with everything that we put and that we stack that people get when they buy the free plus shipping book plus interactive box experience, they also get a course valued at around $497. And they get a free consultation valued at $197. They get all these goodies, and we stack that value so high. And what you want to think when it comes to convincing calls to action is how high can I stack that value where the value of what the customer is going to receive so far outweighs the small cost that you're asking for that it's silly for them to say no. Marlon Sanders, for any of you really seasoned marketers out there, he was one of the first people I ever bought an info product from. Marlon Sanders teaches the concept like this. You want to sell dollars for dimes. You want to sell a dollar for 10 cents. In other words, if literally I was on the street offering people to buy as many dollars as they want for 10 cents each, the question is, Coach Jay, how many would you buy? The answer is all of them.
Hold on.
All of them. And that's the concept that we're trying to get when it comes to convincing calls to actions. How can we sell dollars for dimes? How can we make the value of what we're giving so great that it's 10x? It's the 10x concept. Dollars for dimes. Stack that value so high. Make it irresistible, but not just like somewhat irresistible. Like really make it irresistible, because once like customer acquisition, like it is hard in 2024. Breaking through the noise is hard. So let's make it as easy as possible by making our offers and calls to actions absolutely irresistible.
Speaking of irresistible, it's this book is irresistible. I'm telling you, I've been holding up different things in the box. The box, incredible. Daniel Den's incredible. I've never met Pedro Superti, but I got a feeling he must be pretty darn incredible too. you got to get this book, folks. You got to get the box set. It's worth every penny. It's making a difference right now just listening to him, isn't it? You know what? You're listening to him here on A New Direction. Folks, Epic Physical Therapy, whether you're recovering from injury, surgery, suffering everyday aches and pains, having difficulty performing activities of daily living. Maybe you're a professional athlete or athlete who just wants to move better and be better in your sport. Listen, the elite team at Epic Physical Therapy will customize a treatment plan just for you. So when you're ready for your epic relief, epic recovery, epic results, don't look any further. Go to epicpt.com. It's EPICPT.com. And Linda Craft Team Realtors, for more than 39 years, helping people all over the world take the stress out of their life transition. What? No. Think about it. Every place you've ever lived has been a life transition. And they have been doing real estate for 39 years successfully at the top of their game, helping people take the stress out of that part of the transitional life. So you're ready for your next life transition, selling your home or buying your next home or your first home. Start with Linda Craft Team Realtors. It's lindacraft.com, LindaCraft.com. And we're back here on A New Direction with Daniel Den. His book, Ideas That Influence, the proven step-by-step process for promoting the perfect marketing message to your most profitable audiences. Getting started here and rolling through the three C's right now. He just did a beautiful job of convincing calls to actions. I want to move into central concepts, which is chapter 4, the most shared. A microphone message labeled as the central concept is easy to recognize because it has three main characteristics, you say. The entire message is focused on a single idea. The message usually, at least one of the major emotions, has one of the major emotions attached to it: humor, happiness, surprise, fear, anger, etc. And this type of message almost always shares a story. Help us understand central concepts and how we should use them. Are we underutilizing them, and when we should use them, maybe?
Yeah, 100%. So this was the fun one when I was with Pedro, when we were putting together the whole concept of ideas that influence, and we were like, we knew something was missing, and the reason why we knew it was missing when it comes to the categories of marketing messages that break through the noise was because, you know, convincing CTAs makes sense. If you have an irresistible offer, people are going to take advantage of it. Okay, logically. When we get to core beliefs, it's going to make perfect sense as well. But we kept on seeing all these types of ads that weren't categorized necessarily as convincing calls to action or core beliefs. And we knew there were similarities. And then it was like, oh, now we get it. Now, my favorite example of this is BlendTec. So I had the privilege of being able to interview Tom with Will It Blend. If you've ever seen the Will It Blend videos, these are videos that went viral around 2010. So Tom Dixon, the story behind it was he was struggling selling the BlendTec blenders. If you own a BlendTec, you know it's a great blender. Now, Tom, before the sales of his blenders went like wildfire, he also knew that, well, he has a really, really good blender. In fact, that was like partially his life mission, to come up with an indestructible blender. And he got to the point where he had his blenders in all of the Starbucks and all of the Jamba Juices. And he thought, and this was a false belief, that being in all the Jamba Juices and Starbucks, that he was going to sell on the B2C level instead of B2B, business to consumer. He thought he was going to sell a lot of blenders. Now, if I was Tom and I had my blender inside of all the Starbucks and all of the Jamba Juices, I would have believed the same thing. I'm going to sell a boatload of blenders. Well, it just so happened that Tom did not, and he couldn't figure out why. He eventually hires a marketing manager, and the marketing manager one day discovers these wood shavings all over the floor. And he's like, what are all these wood shavings doing here? And somebody says, oh, that's just Tom trying to break the blenders. He takes these 2x4 pieces of wood, and he shoves them down into the blenders, and he tries as best as he can to get the blender to break. And then the marketing manager says, "What? We got to record that." And that, my friend, was the birth of the Will It Blend videos. Now, the Will It Blend videos, if you are a millennial like me, so I'm 41, one of the oldest millennials, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen the Will It Blend videos, these videos are great, and they blend everything, and they were trying to break the blenders by blending iPhones inside of the blenders and iPads. And they would do fun stuff like blending Twilight action figures. You've seen them, right, Coach Jay?
I have seen them. They're fun. They're addictive to watch. They really are.
Yeah, they are pretty cool. And in 2010, Ad Age ranked the BlendTech Will It Blend videos as the top number one viral campaign of all time. Now, that's 2010. Since 2010, we have different most viral campaigns of all time. But in 2010, it was the top most viral ad campaign of all time. Now, interesting thing about these videos is they all follow this structure where Tom is entertaining and he's telling a story about the blender, and it's just like a cool thing to watch. But it's not like an infomercial where like at the end he's like, and go to blendtech.com to buy one of my blenders. Right. Instead, it's just like pure entertainment and pure virality, and the videos just got shared and shared and shared. And Tom told me, he said, I sometimes would have parents tell me that they would use my videos as a reward, where they would reward their kids to allow them to watch the Will It Blend videos on the weekends if they got all their chores done. Wow. Now, so anyway, people visually, they're seeing these viral ads that don't necessarily have a call to action, but they all just tell the story about how these blenders are just indestructible, and let's try to break it and let's see what happens. And then sure enough, every single time it blends the rotisserie chicken, or it blends the marbles, or it blends the, you know, the rake, or whatever it is that he throws into the blender. And then he says, don't try this at home, kids, and all this stuff. Anyway, I own a BlendTech blender. Lots of my friends now have BlendTech blenders. Lots of the millennial friends I own, I don't own anybody. they have BlendTech blenders, and most of us millennials remember these Will It Blend videos as these viral videos that all got us convinced that the best blender is a BlendTech blender. And that is the best example, or one of my favorite examples, of a central concept.
Mm. So it's not something where we're not saying it doesn't have to be a call to action at all. It's just that we've got a concept that's so good, that's connecting with us emotionally, that's created this. It almost is a combination of a core belief, because, right? I mean, it feels like it's like almost a movement in itself, because you got to have a blender. You got to have one. I got to have one of those, even though you're not going to throw a 2x4 in there, you know?
Yeah.
Right? It's like you almost got to have one. Right. I mean, because I remember these videos. I remember when they were putting the iPhones in there and they were blending iPhones. And I was like, who does that? Well, that blender does.
Yes.
Yeah. That blender does that, is what it does. Which leads us to core beliefs, the secret to leading a movement. Quickly, help us understand the core beliefs as part of our microphone message.
Yeah. The core belief concept is a concept where it's like a ninja trick. And Jay, you appreciate this because you absolutely love, like me, you love like the psychology of marketing and sales. So the ninja trick that happens with core beliefs is that I'm going to first sell to my audience a belief, and I'm going to do my darndest to have my audience adopt my new belief. But when they adopt that new belief, as a natural consequence, they decide to buy my products and services. Mm-hmm. Now, one of my favorite examples of this is the Dove campaign for Real Beauty. So the quick story about that is back in the late 2000s, 2009, it was around 2009. They started this campaign, the Campaign for Real Beauty. They started out with billboards, and they had these amazing billboards. One of the billboards, it had this old lady with white hair and lots of wrinkles, but she was very beautiful, like beautiful old lady, like just stunning beauty. And the ad, the billboard said, wrinkled or wonderful. Wrinkled or wonderful. Interesting. There was another one where this girl, oh man, she's got you can't even count how many freckles that she had, but red hair and just so many freckles. And it's done, like, she's beautiful in her own way, just so beautiful. And the campaign for that was, I don't know, something like perfect or perfectly beautiful. Or imperfect or perfectly beautiful, something along those lines. And this was the start. And what Dove did was they took this campaign and they ran with it, and they still run ads like this today. I was watching a women's soccer game with the family two Sundays ago, and we see a commercial where it's talking about how the self-esteem for young girls, a lot of girls, they quit soccer and other sports. Main reason why? What's the main reason why? Because they feel insecure with how they look.
Yeah, body.
While doing the sport.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, this is crazy. And the message, and this is Dove, the message is, let's help reinvent, you know, this belief about like our image. Once again, it's the Campaign for Real Beauty. And so the women, and I've spoken with women where I pointed out this Campaign for Real Beauty, and then they told me, Daniel, I've been buying Dove for the past 15 years. And now I finally understand why I love buying Dove so much. Because all those messages over time, that messaging, that core belief about let's redefine what beauty is, like our perceptions of beauty, it resonates with women, and they become a champion for that messaging. They love that messaging. And as a natural consequence, keep in mind, these are not commercials that say buy Dove. Right. That is not what the commercials say. Now, they also have commercials that, you know, feature their newest products, but right, they have this type of commercial with the core belief marketing where that's saying, let's redefine what our perceptions of beauty are, and like self-esteem, and like how, let's redefine the conversations around all of this. And women are a champion for that type of messaging, and they end up as a natural consequence buying Dove, and they buy Dove to the tune of billions of dollars per year in sales. This is the type of messaging that resonates to the point of billions of dollars of sales per year.
Yeah. I would argue that Caitlin Clark has done that.
Yes.
I would argue that she's created a movement. I mean, she didn't intend to do it, but because of her and who she is, and then being, you know, now with the Indiana Fever, which, by the way, I didn't even know who the Indiana Fever even existed before Caitlin Clark.
Same.
I'm going to be really honest. All her jerseys sold out. They didn't ask. It didn't say, you know, Caitlin Clark is asking you to buy every jersey and buy every ticket.
Nope.
She just, not at all. It's just, she just created little girls, older women, my wife, guys who never really paid attention to sport. She created, single-handedly created a movement. And her face just created a movement. It just did. Because we believe we believe in her. We believe in what she does. It's amazing. I thought about it when I was reading this. It's like, is Caitlin Clark become a core belief on her own that the Indiana Fever is using without saying a word? because we all believe that she's going to be make us better or make us champions, or that we can be a part of that. And gives given little girls hope that they can play like Caitlin. And I mean, wow.
Yeah, 100%. We're so used to the norm of, and the norm is the norm, right?
Right.
The norm that the superstars, like growing up, like, oh man, it was, let's just be honest, it was all about the men.
Yeah.
And, you know, I grew up as a millennial. I was, for me, it was like every single year, like I was all into the NBA. I was watching, it was the Jazz and it was the Bulls every single year. And I was like, just so into it.
Yeah.
And like, they were like, as a kid, those were like my heroes.
Right.
And like, aside from like a few like gymnasts,
yeah,
like I didn't know, and a few tennis players. So hats off to the gymnastics world and the tennis world. I did know a few really inspiring women in tennis and gymnastics, nice, but they were viewed in different ways.
Yeah, exactly.
It totally was cool. Different.
Yep.
It was different. And now it's like, wow, like we, like these women are like some of them, a lot of them are like more incredible than the men. And another thing that changed, which I think helped this happens, as you know, Jay, information wants to be free and the internet is bringing us all together. I think as a natural consequence in the NCAA, when the athletes could start getting their own sponsorships, that was a tipping point,
mm-hmm,
where we realized that most women in this world are better influencers than men.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's like, if you look at the numbers of how much influence a lot and what type of sponsorships women in the NCAA have been getting, a lot of them are just massively outperforming the men. And this is a consequence of information being free, the internet coming together, people congregating, people. And this is another reason why the core belief concept is so huge. If you're looking to lead a movement, the core beliefs, they cause a major paradigm shift. And they also, because of the internet, we're able to bring those groups of people together that agree with that belief and that shift in behavior. And as a new tribe that can be formed from a very powerful core belief, it can lead to an incredibly strong movement.
Mm-hmm.
Where before the internet, certain movements could not happen. And I'm not trying to get political, but certain movements could not happen because of the way society was structured, mm-hmm, and the way the information was being controlled. But since the internet has allowed tribes and communities of people to come together and gravitate towards what they really resonate with, there are new movements every day that are being started by people like Caitlin Clark.
Mm.
And it's because these people are able to congregate, and it all comes down to how we think and who we align ourselves with.
Yeah. His book, Ideas That Influence, Daniel Dennett, proven step-by-step process for promoting the perfect marketing message to your most profitable audiences. That, and get the interactive box set here. It's great. It's awesome. I'm telling you, I've gone through it all. It's really, really good. It really, and you're not going to regret that you did it. Just do it. You're listening to him here on A New Direction. Folks, Epic Physical Therapy offers most advanced top-of-the-line equipment, the Ultra G Anti-Gravity Treadmill, Normatec Compression Sleeves, Game Ready, just a few. The trained and certified most comprehensive cutting-edge treatments like blood flow restriction therapy, dry needling, cupping, and that's just a few. When you're ready for epic relief, epic recovery, epic results, go no further. EpicPT.com. It's EPICPT.com. EPICPT.com. And Lindacraft Team Realtors. Listen, if you are a real estate professional and you have a North Carolina license, looking a place to hang it, look no further than Lindacraft Team Realtors. I'm telling you, they have the best training. It's called Craft University. It's fantastic. It's something that's teaching not only the ins and outs of the real estate world, but how to sell and sell appropriately and ethically. And they do it in a way, they've got that kind of experience that they can train you to be the best possible agent. So if you're looking for a place where you want great training and you want a family of people who are going to support you, start nowhere else than Lindacraft Team Realtors. It's lindacraft.com, LindaCraft.com. And we're back here on A New Direction with my friend Daniel Den, which he doesn't know he's my friend yet, but he is now, whether he likes it or not.
Oh, we're friends. Oh, yeah.
We are not going to get very far in this book. I can see that already. But that's okay. Maybe what we do is bring you back and we do a part two if you're open for that. Daniel, I would love to do that. I want to talk about chapter 7, The Star Behind the Microphone Message, though. Because you say one of the most important of all the lessons is recognizing what your ideal target audience wants when creating your microphone message. And the star of your microphone message should never be you, your company, your organization, or even a product. So yeah. Who should be the star of the message? And how do we clearly, what's the steps that we need to take in order to create the star behind the microphone message?
Well, since we love stories, maybe we should share a story.
All right.
So the quick answer for everybody that was, you know, like, okay, what's the answer is the star of your message has to be your audience. Now, if you've read How to Win Friends and Influence People, then there's a great story inside of that book from Andrew Carnegie, right? Mm-hmm. And that story is that he kind of got challenged because he had a friend who couldn't get the attention of the kids at college. And so what Andrew said was, I bet I can get your kids to write me back. And what he did was he wrote them a letter, and this was a long, lengthy letter, and he was just talking about like just whatever, like, hey, you know, this and that, and then he adds a PS at the end of the letter that says, by the way, I've included a $5 bill for each of you boys. Okay. Now the trick, Andrew Carnegie's trick was he intentionally didn't include the money at the end of the letter. And then sure enough, the boys, now just side note, lots of times PS is like one of the first things people read in a letter. Like
right.
they get a letter, they open it, they look back on the front and the back. If they see a PS, that's usually one of the first things that's read in the letter. Yes. Andrew knew this. People read the PS first. So the PS says, by the way, boys, I've included a $5 bill for each of you. And then sure enough, the $5 bill's not in there. So straight away, the boys are doing what? They're writing back and saying, hey, Uncle Carnegie, so the $5 bill wasn't in there. And sure enough, he wins the bet. And so the whole point of this story is what? If you've read How to Win Friends and Influence People, then you know the point of the story is that it's really boring to talk about yourself unless there's something in it for the audience. And so we have to play this fine line. So you don't want to be the star of the microphone message. You can be the messenger, or somebody on your team can be the messenger, and you can share stories and tips and tricks and insights and content, and you can do all of that. But you have to do it in a way where it's always in behalf of your dream customer. you're saying that story because it is a story that your dream customer will resonate with. You're sharing that example because your dream customer will resonate with it. You're sharing those tips because your dream customer absolutely is going to love those tips. If I share a story with you about what I had for dinner last night and why, then Coach J, we're losing the audience because they don't care. But when it comes to breaking through the noise, if you're with us still today and you have failed with your marketing in the past, you've had something that just fell on deaf ears, and you're looking to break through the noise in your niche market, then everything that we're talking about is relevant to you. We are talking about your needs as an entrepreneur or a business owner or a coach or a marketer of breaking through the noise. And that's why you're still with us. And every single story and example that we're sharing today, it's all for you. It's not for me. As much as Coach J loves to talk, and as much as Daniel Dinn loves to talk, we selectively are choosing what we're talking about today in your behalf.
Yeah, I think the marketing message is so important. And, you know, in that chapter, you talk about a couple things. Here is that you have three steps. You said clearly define who your message is for, to profoundly study your avatar, which I think is really important, and then make your microphone message personal. Of those three things, as we're getting low on time here, of those three things, they all seem really important, but do you think we understudy our avatars?
Do I think we understand? Well, yes.
I mean, we really don't know. I guess rephrasing that we really don't know our audience as well as we should.
Yeah, 100%. So the closer we can get to reading people's minds, the better. When it comes to great marketing and great sales presentations, if you can get to the point in a sales presentation where you can get to this point where you start tackling objections, and then the person in the sales presentation is like, holy smokes, this guy is reading my mind. It's rare to get to that. It's rare to get to that point. Right. You have to be very practiced. You have to have been working with your avatar for a while, and you have to be studying your avatar relentlessly.
Right.
And you need to, I mean, it's not just like what their needs are. It's, you know, the psychographics as well. It's also like what their favorite bands are and what their favorite brands are. It's, you know, like it's all of it. And the more we can talk about things on their level and where they're at and where they want to be, the more we can help them see that we have a chasm that we want them to cross, and that we've been there, and that we are the path to help them to get to where they want to be, the better. Now, it's boring to talk about this and say, it's so important, you guys need to study your avatar more. But at the end of the day, like, so with our own X factor effect methodology, the first thing we always have to talk about is avatar. And because if you don't, if you've been ignoring this step for a while, if you think you'll just eventually figure it out, or you'll just naturally figure out who your avatar is, it is a long and painful and costly path to go down, because it's very expensive. But when you have that messaging down pat, like, your conversion rates can skyrocket, just absolutely go through the roof once you have your messaging correct.
We're running out of time here, and I hate it, because there's so much more I want to talk about with you, and so we're going to have to bring you back. But this avatar thing is just so important, because the more you'll dig, the more research that you do, especially as I read your book, and I could do even a better job of it. If I will get to know you so well that I don't make any longer make an assumption about who you are, I know you. That's going to be a game changer in the message I carve out. Right. Right. I mean, isn't that the level we want to go? Is that I know that person so well, I am not going to make a mistake with the message.
Yep. 100%. The more, and that's why the superpower in business, the real superpower in business is get to the point where you can read your dream customers' minds. Then you've won when it comes to the marketing and sales side.
Daniel, I hate to do this, but would you please tell, we have to close it. Can you please tell people where you're, how they can get a hold of you? They would love to do that. How they can get a hold of the box of ideas, the interactive book experience, box experience, and the book. Tell them how they can get all of this.
Yeah, 100%. So if you live in the United States, it's just shipping and shipping and standing. It's shipping and handling. You just pay that. You stand around and I don't know what that means. Anyway, shipping and handling is all you pay. It's you go to bigideasbox.com and I'm going to ship it out to you for free. The entire book, the box experience. If you are an audiobook listener, you can add that to your order and you get access to the audiobook as well. And so, yeah, bigideasbox.com. I'm also on socials, of course, at Daniel Den Official. But lots of people are they're loving just grabbing the box and that being the first way they get to know everything that we teach. So grab it. It's free plus shipping. You can't lose there. And I'd love to get that into your hands.
Awesome. Stay with me, Daniel. Folks, this is the show. You know, I say to you every week, right? You're in control of three things: your attitude, your effort, and your resiliency. I know life can be difficult, it can be a challenge, and your circumstances can be uncomfortable at the very least. You know what? You're still in control of your attitude. Choose it. It's in your control. You know, your efforts are tied to your excellence. No matter what's going on in your life, how excellent will you choose to be today? And you know what? We all get punched in the gut or in the mouth. It's up to us to get back up again. Get back up. I know you can. Take control of those three things because it's available to you right now. You had a lot of choices. You chose us. Thank you. You know, give us a thumbs up on YouTube. Give us a positive review wherever you listen to or see the show. As I say to you all over the world, you know what that is? It is ciao every night.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.